already have become aware of the slowing, of deepening of your breathing. Maybe you've even become aware of certain tiny changes in your moment-to-moment perception. And while you're enjoying the stillness, reaching inside of your mind, while you're relaxing in this pleasant way, now. And while you're enjoying the stillness, reaching inside of your mind, while you're relaxing in this pleasant way, just use your mind's eye to imagine something inside your mind right now. See, sense, or imagine a golf ball. Notice the color of the ball, the size, even the way the light reflects off of it, making sure all the details of your golf ball. Imagine it, let it be resting at the top of a gentle slope on a green, and just imagine that right now, just looking at your golf ball while it rests at the top of this gentle slope. Then as you look at it, imagine the ball begins to roll gently and slowly down that slope. It moves slowly because the slope is gentle, and it follows a very straight course as it moves. And with each tiny movement of it rolling straight down the slope, so you go deeper and deeper inside of your mind, watching the ball rolling slowly and gently. Now imagine that a little way ahead of that golf ball and off to one side of the track, there's a strong magnet, and as the ball is rolling closer to the magnet, you realize that your golf ball has a steel core. Maybe it's the latest innovation from the manufacturer. What will they imagine next? So as your golf ball enters into the magnetic field and the magnet pulls on the golf ball, very slightly, as you're watching, it's not pulling enough to make it stop just yet, although it is enough to make it change its course, its direction. As a result, the golf ball is now rolling in a completely different direction from its original path. Take some time to think now while you're watching this happening. Indeed, let's have a think, shall we? There's a reason for imagining this, isn't there? Maybe it's because for some people, their putting stroke is like the path taken by that steel-cored golf ball. Maybe you can think about your own putting stroke and the influences upon it deep inside you. Maybe your pathway through golf is set. You know the direction that you'd like it to be. The direction that you desire. The direction that would allow you to be the fullest possible expression of your golf as you want to be deep inside. You may have been following a course that was right for you. Maybe it was right for you. It was true for you. True to you. And it felt right, maybe. As many people do, some people find themselves being influenced by other golfers, coaches, magazines, books, things that were acting like magnets. Maybe they were pulling you off course, one way or another. Maybe they made you change direction. You may even have felt that your putting stroke was wrong as a result. Sometimes people may feel that it is right to conform to other techniques and to follow another putting technique. Putting technique that isn't your own. Maybe we try to please others or to fit it into what we think pleases others. Ask yourself right now if you've changed your putting style. Have you been following a way that is not what you originally